This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. I don't know about you, but for me, one of the great joys of hiking is that soak in the warm tub when I'm all done. Now, that usually means coming home first, but it doesn't have to mean that. There are hot springs all around the western United States. And today, let's go to one of my favorites. It's a destination in its own right, Verde Hot Springs on the Verde River near Childs, Arizona. Directions at the end, so have your pencil ready. Verde Hot Springs is a legendary spot, even though signs proclaim that nudity is prohibited. I've never seen that practiced. And because you have to wade across the Verde River to get to it, I don't think many law enforcement officials are inclined to go and enforce that prohibition. So be prepared in that regard. The hot springs were developed, my understanding is, back in the 30s, and rumor has it that it was the Eastern mob that developed the hot springs, built the resort, and used it as a place to cool off people in the hot springs, so to speak. People could hide out until their faces were less well remembered and whatever their deeds were back east that law enforcement was interested in. Well, they had been put on the back burner at least. But in 1962, the resort burned to the ground. The springs are still there, nice and warm. And there's a number of springs. The large outdoor pool is on a nice flat concrete patio. There's a small rock building with a drainable pool. Oh, all the pools there are drainable for cleaning. There's a small pool inside a cave where the springs were developed. And when the river water level is low, people make rock walls down in the riverbed, and hot water gathers there also, often two or even three bathing areas there. The rubble and foundations from the old resort are still there. To get to this wonderful, wonderful, nice, warm hot spring, from Camp Verde, go east on Highway 260 as if you're going up to the rim and to Payson or Strawberry, Arizona. But just quickly, right out of Camp Verde, you'll see around mile marker 228, a turnoff to the right, Forest Road 708, known as the Fossil Creek Road. It's bumpy and slow, and a high clearance vehicle is recommended, but I have seen many of the passenger car make it in here as long as you're careful and used to driving dirt roads. When you come to the junction with Forest Road 502, that's the Childs Road, take a right. And follow this into the small village of Childs, past the power plant, to the end of the road, which is the Childs Forest Service campground. Park there, and it's best to ask around folks that are there, where's the best spot to cross currently. You'll find that when the river's at normal stage, water should not get above thigh deep. If it is deeper than that, you need to be extra cautious and never cross this river when rain is happening up on the rim country. Enjoy a soak and possibly head back to the campground for another day. So looking forward to seeing you, but maybe not too much of you. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.